sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Steve Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition. So much to talk about. A lot of gun talk to talk about in this first segment. A lot of Second Amendment right gun talk to talk about in the Second Amendment, because it looks like the president is now shifting away from background checks. You know, after the tragedies that happened from the white supremacist in El Paso and the Satanist in Dayton, of course, the president was pressed from the press asking exactly, what are you going to do, Mr. President? This has got to stop. The violence has to stop. What are you going to do? And of course, the president at that time, before boarding Marine One, talked about the possibility of red flag laws. Now, since that time, myself, and I've been an open critic about red flag laws due to the fact that they're convoluted, and you, as a normal citizen of this country, if you become unhinged, lose your temper, and you have a disgruntled relative that basically reports you, you can go down a rabbit hole. I don't like it. I don't think we need it. I don't think we need a continuation of these countless background checks when we already have background checks in place. I do know we need to be tighter in the existing background checks. I do believe mental illness needs to be something that is looked at, but not in the red flag law capacity. Now, of course, the president's critics will say that the NRA is who flexed its muscle here, that the NRA runs the White House, that the NRA runs Washington, D.C., that the NRA runs the world. This is the left. You have to understand the left. They have a disease. And that disease is, well, stupidity, if you want to call stupidity a disease. It just makes no sense. I think common sense, normal, everyday American people who are law-abiding citizens who own guns know that the NRA doesn't rule the world. In fact, friends, I'm not even a member of the NRA. It's not because I don't like the NRA. I just don't like groups and memberships. Very rare do I go down that road of groups and memberships, but I'm a huge Second Amendment proponent. I carry concealed, and I'm not afraid to say that, because we live in a world that is completely fallen, completely criminal in so many capacities. I mean, look at what's happening right in Vegas. I mean, right here in Las Vegas. Imagine, I mean, look at the murders and the homicides. I mean, you can go walk into 7-Eleven to buy a big hunk, and you can come out and someone says, give me all your money and your Rolex watch. What are you going to do? Well, for one, give it up, obviously. But number two, if you're with your spouse and with your children and an issue ensues, wouldn't it be nice to have a concealed weapon and know how to use it to defend yourself and anybody around you? I mean, that's just the way I look at it. But of course, the president is going to take a lot of heat on this. And the president has made it clear. He said, we won't sacrifice gun rights to slippery slope. And I agree with that. I absolutely agree with it. I mean, this is what the president said, and I quote, we have very, very strong background checks right now, but we have sort of missing areas and areas that don't complete the whole circle, and we're looking at different things. How can that be a problem? How can you say that that's an issue that the president doesn't care and that the president doesn't want to have, you know, background checks that are in existence already just tightened up. He went on to say, and I have to tell you that it's a mental problem. I've said that it's a mental problem in many cases, and it's also evil. And then he goes on to say, it's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person that pulls the trigger. These are sick people. And it is also that kind of a problem. So the president, according to the left, is now shifting away. He's backpedaling. He's saying that the NRA gave him an ultimatum. And do you believe this? Knowing who Donald Trump is, do you really believe that he is going to allow the NRA to determine his steps? Of course, many on the left believe that's the case. Many on the left are going to say, you know what? Here it comes. Here it comes. Trump is just a gun-loving racist nut. I mean, it's evidenced by CNN because today, a CNN commentator went on record saying that the greatest terrorist group in this country are white men. Now, she was a black commentator that said this to a white commentator. What would happen if the white commentator turned around and said, well, you know what I think? I think the biggest threat are black women. What do you think would happen? Why do we treat one race and one color in some type of superior fashion, and we can't go down a road that a road is now being gone down for whites? I don't appreciate that. I'm a Hispanic telling you this. She shouldn't be allowed to speak that way, calling white men terrorists, because if he again reciprocated and said, well, black women are terrorists, you would have L. Sharpton, Reverend Jackson, Black Lives Matter. You would have the NAACP. You would have problems in this country. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is allowed because, again, Trump is a gun-loving racist nut. That's what they want you to believe. And with him shying away from more gun control, this obviously is what the left is going to play on. I mean, it's absolutely insane. It's asinine is what it is. It really is. Think about that for a moment. We don't need further gun control. We just need to control the gun legislation we have in place. Doesn't that make sense? I mean, friends, look, do you really believe banning an assault rifle is going to stop the mayhem? I mean, seriously, do you really believe that? I don't believe that. In fact, statistics show that I'm right. I talked about this last week when I was debating Mr. Shapiro, and we talked about assault weapons and rifles and guns and gun control. And I brought out a statistic from the FBI that stated that more crimes were used in 2017 with hammers and bricks and other weapons versus guns of any kind. But of course, the left doesn't want facts. They only want facts when it pertains to their agenda, as opposed to looking at everything and saying, well, wait a minute. Yeah, I guess violent crimes are higher when it comes to using a different weapon aside from the gun. Friends, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I want you to weigh in on the program on this. Did President Trump get a call from the NRA? Is President Trump taking his walking orders from the NRA? Do you agree that President Trump is accurate in saying we don't need more gun control? It's a slippery slope. Or do you think, yeah, you know what? We do need more gun control. We need red flag laws. We need to ban assault weapons. What say you, the great people of Las Vegas, Nevada? 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Phone lines are open. 702-257-5396. I know I have a national audience that loves to listen to the show as well. And if you are listening outside Vegas, you can call toll free at 1-877-49-STEVE. That's 1-877-497-8383. Tonight, you get to have your voice heard here with Steve Sanchez. Again, the question is the NRA pushing Trump around? Is he giving, is the NRA giving President Trump his walking orders? Is Trump accurate? Is Trump accurate in basically stating that, well, hey, We don't need more gun control. We're okay with where we're at. When are we going to have this mental illness conversation? When are we going to talk about evil in the world? You know, it does take a human being to pull a trigger. I mean, think about that for a moment. Isn't this really the conversation we should be having? As opposed to saying, yeah, I'm going to control you even more. And stop with this gun, this gun show loophole that really doesn't exist. That is absolutely asinine. Hillary Clinton tried to pull that. It didn't work. Kamala Harris tried to pull it. It's not working. There are no loopholes. There's just evil. And sadly, evil cannot be legislated. Is President Trump taking marching orders from the NRA, or did he just have a chance to sit back and assess the situation as the CEO of the country and say, wait a minute, we've got all this gun legislation now. Why don't we just tighten this and tighten that and tighten this and tighten that? And then maybe, just maybe, we're okay without having to shove down the throats of hardworking, law-abiding citizens that respect and hold true to the Second Amendment and have them have an issue. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. If you're listening outside of the Vegas area, of course, to my national friends out there that like to listen to the show, knowing I have a syndicated show on Sunday nights, you can reach me at 1-877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383. Of course, the SteveSanchezShow.com website is where you go to follow me on my socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Make sure you do that because we've got a digital platform that's second to none. We've got a great free community there that loves to bounce off ideas of true patriotism, and we love to put liberals in their place. That's just the truth of it. So much to talk about tonight. It's going to be a busy night. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. This is Steve Sanchez being heard right here on 101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. Quick break, and we're going to come back and start taking calls. Don't go away.
Groundbreaking talk for a nation on the brink. You're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez with you on this Tuesday. Glad to be hanging out. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Outside of Las Vegas, toll-free, 1-877-49-STEVE. All right, we've been asking the question based on President Trump's comments today. He said, look, we don't need more gun control. We don't want to have gun control, and we don't want to sacrifice gun rights to slippery slope. I agree wholeheartedly. Is the NRA giving him marching orders? You get to decide. Let's go right to our busy calls. Jim, you're up first tonight. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for taking my call. So here's my thought. Okay, first of all, red flag laws are a very dangerous thing, because if you and I work together, you can say, oh, he has guns and he's dangerous, and I can get my rights taken away over a simple disagreement.
Exactly. I agree.
Okay. 90% of firearms are purchased illegally that are used in crimes. Those are not my numbers. Those are CDC numbers.
No, I understand.
Okay, so here's my suggestion. Why can my concealed weapons permit not be transferable nationwide, just like my driver's license?
Well, I'm with you, and I'll tell you something. It should be that way. Look, in fact, I'll even go a step further. I mean, think about this, Jim. I'm a dual resident. Most people know that. I spend half of my time in Las Vegas, Nevada, in one desert, the other half in Phoenix, Arizona, in the other desert. So in Arizona, we have something called constitutional carry. Yeah. That's the way it should be, period.
Absolutely.
So sick of these libs.
But see, the problem is that the lefties out there don't like that, because if a police officer pulls me over, how does he know that my gun didn't go through a background check unless there's a national registry? And if they know who has the guns, then they know who to go to take them.
You know, I understand. And look, and this is what I think about. And follow me on this, Jim. We have a First Amendment, and the First Amendment follows us from state to state to state without having proving ourselves that we have a right to exert it. I don't like the fact. It's none of the police's business to know that I get to constitutionally carry. Doesn't say that in the Second Amendment. Now, if there's a crime, then that's the job of the police and detectives to figure out that crime. But why is it the business of police officers from state to state to tell me if I should constitutionally carry or not, unless I'm deranged? And that's found out when you actually do a background check.
Right, exactly. Now, let's take this, you know, let's follow this here. They're talking about banning firearms and banning this and banning that. Well, how did that work when they tried to ban alcohol?
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to work. People are going to be doing it in underground. It's all black market. You'll never, ever, Jim, take away the ability and the availability to bad guys wanting to get guns. Jim, great, great comments. Good first call. Let's jump now back over to our busy calls. Frank, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Couple things, Steve. It's real simple. You demon rats and all you scared people, every inch of this real estate called the United States and territories was spilled with blood. People that wanted freedom, which always demands and commands the highest price. You can't repeal the Second Amendment. You got 72 hours to get the hell out of my country. That's number one. Number two, Steve, this was a dispatch from the one son of liberty to another son of liberty, and that was Trent Cook. I believe it's spelled K-O-C-H. Trent Cook sent this dispatch to one Thomas Jefferson during his consternation on granting us the Second Amendment. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their guns, their knives, their swords, and every other terrible instrument of the soldier is the birthright of every American. Steve, these libs and these equivocators in crapademia, universities teaching a well-regulated militia, no. That was the constable going house to house because we had Amish, Quakers, and Puritans. They would sabotage their muskets. They wanted the freedom of owning their land, but when it came time for a fight, the dad, and even if it was only one son, the constables would go cabin to cabin, whatever it was, and make sure that that musket was operational because the three face were sabotaging their musket. Those are the facts. If you can't repeal the Second Amendment, get the hell out of my country. Thank you for your time, Steve.
Well, Frank, and I appreciate that, and I know you're passionate about it, as you should be, because, again, this is a right. It is a fundamental right, and I believe that every state in the union should be constitutional carry. I mean, friends, let me ask you this question. I mean, do you agree with this? Wouldn't you think if our First Amendment right allows us to have free speech in California, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, all over the country, shouldn't our Second Amendment right allow us to transfer and carry constitutionally our weapons from state to state? Now, I'm not saying anything about background checks. Of course, when you purchase a weapon, you're going to go through a background check, and I get it, and that's okay. That's the way it is. I can accept it. I have nothing to hide. But why in the hell should I have to report to a police officer in another state when I have the right to constitutional carry? Why does Arizona get it and other boneheaded states don't? Phone lines are open. 702-257-5396. That's 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the program. If you're outside of Las Vegas, 1-877-49-STEVE. That's our toll-free number. Calls on hold. I'll be jumping to you. A couple phone lines still open. Two questions before break. Number one. Is President Trump taking marching orders from the NRA? And number two, don't you think we should just be able to constitutional carry from state line to state line without people knowing our business? All right, friends, the golden era of entrepreneurship, you know it's here. You know it's here. Why? Because so many people are frustrated with the 9-to-5 grind. That's why. And so many people are turning to entrepreneurship as their way out. I'm an entrepreneur. And I'll tell you this, there's not a better time than right now to launch a new business or grow your existing business. But in a world full of hype and self-appointed worldly gurus, many people are asking me, Steve, where can we get Christ-centered, best-in-class training? I'm glad you asked, because after years of searching, I discovered Pedro Odeo and the 100X Academy, which has quickly become the number one community and training program for on-fired, Christ-centered entrepreneurs. Global leaders like Lance Wellnow of the Seven Mountain Strategy is saying he's never seen anything like this. And I'm telling you, and I've been an entrepreneur for 28 years. I've been number one in talk radio for a long time in pretty much every city that I'm at. And I will tell you, I've never seen anything like this. And I want you, my loyal audience, to get ahead, to literally not have to worry about what your financial future is going to look like. So get this. Pedro is revealing some of the strategies that helped him achieve seven-figure success right now, only for the Steve Sanchez audience, absolutely for free, friends. All you need to do is visit 100xradio.com to get access to a training called Kingdom Keys for seven-figure success. It's a $297 value. Again, absolutely free for the Steve Sanchez audience. Again, 100xradio.com. 100xradio.com. Get your biblical success secrets right now. 100xradio.com. This is Steve Sanchez. Quick break, and we're going to come back on the other side and take those calls. Don't you dare go away. Steve Sanchez, so much to talk about, so little time. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. 1-877-49-STEVE is our toll-free number if you're outside of Vegas. I've been talking about gun control. I've been talking about the NRA, constitutional carry. Look, Donald Trump on record saying we won't sacrifice gun rights to slippery slope. I agree. We have enough gun control. We already have background checks. We do not need to continue to create a shadow over law-abiding citizens. But most people are saying, well, the NRA is flexing its muscle. They're giving the president his marching orders. Friends, is that true? Do you believe, knowing who Donald Trump is, that the NRA is giving the president his marching orders? Because that's what the left is saying out there. They're screaming. They're saying, you see, white men are terrorists. We got to stop this. He's a gun-loving racist. It's got to stop. I believe personally, as I said, and I'm going to go on record again saying it, I believe we should constitutional carry. I know it might throw a lot of people out of business in the concealed weapons classes, but I don't really give a crap, to tell you the truth, because at the end of the day, I care more about the Constitution, because the Constitution doesn't have this, well, this bullet and this bullet and this bullet and this bullet. Look, background checks are cool. Fine. Okay. I dig it. You got to make sure that we're taking care of people and, you know, bad people, criminals don't have guns. I'm with you 100,000%. But in Arizona, you can constitutional carry concealed without a permit. So my question is, why on God's green earth can't we just go from state to state? Is it really the police's business? What the hell is this? The New World Order, martial law? It is not. It is called a constitutional republic. Don't think for a moment we're a democracy. You learned wrong in school. We are a constitutional republic. And if the First Amendment follows us from state to state to state, doesn't it make sense that the Second Amendment should also follow us? We should have our privacy rights. My God, my God. Let's go ahead and go back to our busy calls. Andreas, I believe. You're up next on the Steve Sanchez Show. What's on your mind? Andreas, are you with us? All right, Producer Nate, let's skip over and go to Matt. You're next with Steve Sanchez.
Hello.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
It's Pat, not Matt, but that's okay.
Okay, sorry about that, buddy.
That's all right. I am a retired police officer, 28 years of service, and I am not worried about anyone carrying a gun that's following the letter of the law, following the rules, whatever the case. They're not the threat. Mm-hmm. The people that are carrying a gun constitutionally with a permit, whatever, those people don't scare me. That's not the issue. It's the bad guys. The bad guys that are carrying the guns are the ones that scare me.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Anyway, to answer your question about Donald Trump, here's a guy who pretty much goes after everybody. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. He says what he wants to say. He says it with color and vigor. He offends a lot of people. So what? You know what? Just because this is a hot subject or a hot topic, and he changes his opinion or his stance on certain issues, doesn't mean he's... Does anybody really think that this guy is taking orders from anyone?
Exactly.
He's his own man. He makes his own decisions, and he offends everybody equally.
I don't know how
anybody can call him a racist or a bigot or any of that stuff when he goes after John McCain. He's an old white guy. What are you going to call him?
Pat, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. He is an equal opportunity offender.
I mean, let's be realistic. He can be offensive. He can say the wrong things at times. Might be a little bit of a bully. And, you know, quite honestly, he's not very presidential. But is it what we need in the White House right now? I think so.
I agree. No.
Anyway, and then the other part of your question, as far as constitutional carry, again, like I said when I first started talking, I'm not worried about the person who's toting a gun legally and follows all the rules. That doesn't bother me. Which brings me to the next point, and I've called in other shows making the same point. What these people don't realize, left, right, or otherwise, but mostly the left, the president could sign a presidential order today, an executive order today, that bans all gun sales and all gun manufacturing in the United States. And it wouldn't change a thing.
That's right.
What is there, like 300 million guns out there already?
Exactly.
And they think that banning the sale of guns and banning the manufacture of every gun, I'm talking everything right down to your .22 Ruger Tigret Plinken pistol.
Right.
What the hell are these people thinking? It's not going to change anything. Now, I'm 59 years old, and when I was a kid and up through high school, we had mental health institutions. We had places where we housed people who were a threat to society, a threat to themselves, a threat to others. Those mental health facilities are gone. These same people that should be in these mental health facilities are out mixed in public because everybody seems to think that you can give them a medication and let them mingle in the public. And we're finding out that that is not the case, that it doesn't happen that way.
No, I agree.
You know, I mean, we've seen mental health institutions disappear, and we've seen violence, not just gun violence, violence with... It doesn't matter if it's a pipe bomb or if it's a pressure cooker, a gun, knife, hammer, ice pick, saw. It doesn't matter. I've seen it all in the course of my 28 years. If someone wants to do harm, they'll find a way to do it.
Pat, great call. Do appreciate your service taking care of the good men and women out there in Nevada. I will tell you this. I agree. And mental institutions like Bellevue used to be, well, pretty much in every city that took care of the mentally insane. I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, I'm going to pretty it up. It is what it is. But it's all about control, Pat. That's what it is. The left wants control. They want to be protected. They want their security guards to have assault weapons. They want, I mean, like Katy Perry and some of these that have been vocal, some of these stars out of Hollywood stating that you shouldn't have a gun, then why do you have your security have weapons? Why do you live behind a wall with a guard shack? I mean, this is ridiculous. Our country and the beauty of our country is that we were all supposed to be treated equal. That means the person making millions of dollars has the same rights and affordability of the person that's making thousands of dollars. That was always the beauty of America. What happened is Wall Street, the big banking global cabal, special interest, pharmaceutical, big energy, big companies decided to screw over the American public, and they couldn't have done it without turncoat Republicans and turncoat Democrats that have all sold us down the river. This is why we have a Donald Trump presidency. This is why we will have him reelected. The left can scream. They can say he's a gun nut. They can say he's a racist. They can try to say he's mentally unstable. But I'll tell you something. There's millions of people in this country that have awoken up and said, wait a minute. We've been screwed over royally and we're not taking it anymore. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Let's jump over to Steve. You're up next with Steve Sanchez. Hey, Steve, you with me, Betty? Oh, Steve has left the building. That's okay. We're going to revert over to Dan. You're up next. You're on with Steve Sanchez.
Hey, Steve. Hey, this is opportunity politics at 101. You know, both parties are guilty of doing this stuff, but obviously the Democrats are a lot worse, that they're looking at any opportunity they can to get their name in the news and rattle people's cages. They're going to do that. Republicans did it with health care. They went out there and screamed and yelled, we're going to repeal Obamacare, only for Trump to basically get pie-eyed by basically realizing Republicans didn't even have a damn plan. You know, the Democrats are doing the same thing. They want gun control. But show your cards. Tell us what your plan is. I'd like to see.
Well, I'll tell you. I guess the Democrats didn't like what you were saying. I hope you're okay, Dan the man. Call back. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. You know what I just envisioned, Producer Nate? That he's talking, and all of a sudden a little dart went in his neck. You know, Democrats, the liberal lunatics out there. You know, they're hearing Dan, and all of a sudden, yeah, he's gone. In all seriousness, Dan, hope you're okay, buddy. Well, you know, we can't trust anybody out there. Darts with poison kill, too. So, all right, let's jump back to our calls. So busy tonight. Let's jump over to Neil. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Steve.
Yes.
All right. I think I know how this works. With the Second Amendment, you know, we do have constitutional right to bear arms, but the states, it's a states' rights issue, and they have the authority to regulate, you know, gun control.
But they can't regulate First Amendment speech, so why can they regulate Second Amendment?
Well, they can regulate it, you know, based upon public safety, you know, so they do have that authority, that constitutional authority. So, but I think they've gone... You know, we've got layers and layers of, you know, gun legislation in each individual state, and it's mm-hmm. different in each individual state.
Yeah.
I think it will be thrown out, you know.
I agree.
I'd like to see some guidance from the NRA, some recommendations.
Sure.
For, you know, gun regulation. I don't know what exactly it might be.
Let me ask you a question, Neil. I'm 50. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm older than 50. I don't want to go beyond that.
Okay, well, that's all right. So follow me here. You know, my dad passed away about 3 years ago of cancer. He died when he was 80. And my dad was an avid hunter and gun collector. And think about this, Neil. Back in the day, we can rewind 30, even 40 years. We just didn't have the issues, and we didn't have strong background checks back then, right?
It's ridiculous. It's out of control. I mean, you know, how many times can you investigate someone's background? I mean, maybe we've come to the point where they want to, you know, if you want to purchase a gun, you have to take a psychological inventory test.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You need a valid driver's license. That might even be a suggestion. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But I do know, you know, the right to self-defense is embedded in the Constitution.
That's right.
And outlined in the Second Amendment. And
yeah.
I don't think you can deny anybody that. I think that's why the Second Amendment is popular in Flatbush, Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
and it's also popular in Wyoming.
Yeah, good call. Neil, great call, man. Appreciate your comments. And I agree. And, you know, think about this. And when we rewind 40 years ago, you know, I'm 50, let's put me at 10 years old. Hell, let's even put me at 5 years old. Many of you in the audience can relate to this. Think about this. We didn't have strong background checks then. There wasn't mass shootings like that then. Don't tell me there wasn't assault weapons and machine guns. Yes, there was. Stop it. Don't tell me that. I'll tell you the problem. Evil has crept into society. We removed God out of everything in 1963. Higher crime, higher violence, higher rapes, higher suicides, higher drug addiction, lower SAT scores, higher teen pregnancy. You remove God, you really just didn't remove God. You made a decision to remove God, but God's still there watching you, saying, hey, dum-dum, you need me. Reach out to me. I used to take care of things, but now you've allowed evil to be your God. Isn't that really where we're at? Evil's really our God, friends. 702-257-5396. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be back.
You own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Microphone 101.5 FM 720 AM KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. Glad to be hanging out on this Tuesday edition of the show. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. But back to our busy calls we go. Let's jump over to John. You're up next. Welcome to the program.
This is Mike.
Mike, then you're up next. I wanted to call you John. I just felt like renaming you John tonight. I don't know why. I hope that's okay.
That's okay. I love the name John.
All right, there you go. Well, the Gospel of John is one of my favorites. So what's on your mind tonight, my friend?
Steve, I think we need an about face. I think we need not a retreat, but just a turnaround on all our policy. Everything we've done in the past is wrong. I think we need to be more like the state of Israel. They put their troops on the street, and they protect the public places. And I think we need to put immediately, now that school's back in, and if this doesn't happen and we have another school shooting, I'm blaming our president. We need to put the National Guard, you know, just a couple of them at every federally funded school or public school, and we need to make it a crime to have no gun zones.
You know, I agree with you. I agree with you, Mike. I think that would be great. I don't know how that would go and if in fact that would happen, but I just come from that old school mindset. This is America. Pretty simple. Why is it that the left want to continue to be like Europe? I mean, my God, we broke away from the Brits. I mean, what have the Brits done substantially since the time? I mean, yeah, they make a pretty good Earl Grey tea, I guess. And I mean, yeah, Burberry's pretty nice. I like wearing, you know, Burberry shoes once in a while. I mean, other than that, why do we want to literally replicate Europe when they lost? We won. And there's a reason for it. We're pretty simple people. And the Constitution, as brilliant as it is, is really a simple document and it's common sense. But we've lost that. I don't know how or why, but we've certainly lost it. All right, let's go back to our busy calls. Chris, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, how's it going? I liked your ending comment right before the commercial break. That was an excellent, excellent point of view. So I haven't listened to the guys that have formerly occupied this time slot until this morning. I don't know what made me listen. But when I went there, they were talking about guns. Brian talks about weapons of war and all that stuff. And that term right there really, it really bugs me, because I know the AR-15 and the SKS, not the AK-47. Are not weapons of war whatsoever. And I know they, when you were debating Avenatti last week, and how you said, well, 100-round magazine is only designed to take people out. The good people that design that type of magazine, they do not design it to shoot people. That's not their thought process as to having a 100-round magazine for an AR-15. Me being a hunter, I know the reason to use a 100-round magazine on an AR-15 is because I'm going to go pig hunting. And where I go pig hunting, whether it be in Texas or even in South Dakota, they have so many darn pigs out there. And that when you see them, if I'm trying to use my deer or elk rifle to shoot a pig, I'm at odds ends. But if I have an AR-15, with that 100-round magazine that I can kill so many pigs, then by far, then the 100-round magazine, because obviously not every bullet's going to hit these animals, and they're in large groups. Sometimes these pigs will be up to 50, 60, 70 pigs in one group. And it's like, yeah, if you're trying to use something less than a 100-round magazine, you don't have no chance.
Absolutely, Chris. Great, great call and great point. I mean, you're absolutely correct. And you are correct when it comes to pig or hog hunting. It's true. And plus, they can attack you. I mean, they come charging at you. I mean, so a lot of people that aren't hunters don't get it because they don't want to take the time to study it. Now, you'll hear, some of these other guys saying, oh, that's ridiculousness. You can use it. I mean, just stop. I mean, they just need to stay quiet on matters that they don't understand. They can go judge America's Got Talent and American Idol and The Voice. We'll just put them there. They're better suited, dealing with those matters than manly masculine. Oh, there he goes with that masculine stuff. Toxic masculinity from Steve Sanchez. Hey, I'll tell you something. Ask my wife, and she's a pretty good looker. She wants a man. A man. And today, men are gone. Sadly. Oh, there's still a few, but men are gone. Don't open the car door. Don't hold the door open at a grocery store, because sometimes women will flip out and say, I can open the door myself. Can't even compliment that a woman looks nice, beautiful dress, nice shoes, nice haircut. Where have we gone? And all this talk about pigs has gotten me hungry for a BLT. Producer Nate, please, let's get some takeout. The sponsor of this half hour is Wesley Financial Group, good friends of mine, out of Nashville and right here in Las Vegas as well. You know why I like these guys? Because they are out-of-the-box thinkers, and they want to make sure that they take care of people that have been lied to, abused, misled. What are you talking about, Steve? I'm talking about the timeshare industry. Don't you tell me for a moment that timeshare salespeople, a good majority of them, will lie and cheat just to basically get you to sign the dotted line. Well, so many people are getting hurt today because the mortgage debt is out of control. Their maintenance fees are out of control. Older people are deciding, should I buy my prescription or do I have to pay my maintenance fees because I can't get out of a timeshare? Doesn't have to be that way. Wesley Financial Group guarantees it doesn't have to be that way. They are the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country. I trust them. I want you to trust them. Better yet, I've got a free information package that they've authorized me to give you right from my special hotline. Call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919 to get that free information package, or you can visit stevesanchez.info. If you have a timeshare and you're stuck into this financial nightmare, it doesn't have to be your story. Wesley Financial Group has helped so many people, and I know they can help you, the Steve Sanchez audience. Again, 1-800-475-1919. That's the special hotline to get the free information package, or you can simply visit stevesanchez.info. Top of the hour news is next, and you're definitely going to want to hang out for hour number two. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be back.